Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zoom, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post your question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. In today's world, children face so many challenges from bullying, peer pressure, drugs and alcohol, academic pressure, self-esteem issues, and the list goes on and on. Unfortunately, due to budget cuts, there are not many affordable options which will enable kids to grow, explore new things, and express themselves. Imagine if you could help in such a significant way that you could actually help transform a child's life simply by restoring and revitalizing music education in a public school. On today's show, Percussion Royalty, New York's very own rock legend, Mr. Liberty DeVito, will talk about his work with an amazing charity called Little Kids Rock, which has changed the lives of nearly 250,000 children. So I would like to welcome back to the show, Mr. Liberty DeVito. Good afternoon, Liberty.
Thank you, June. It's great to be back on Talk to You. It's wonderful.
It is so wonderful to have you on the show. Granted, here in New York, everyone loves you, and you have such a worldwide fan base. But for some of our listeners overseas that are not familiar with your music, could you just take a moment to share a little bit about yourself and also your rise to stardom?
Well, I think you have to go back to I think most people know me as the drummer who Billy Joel chose to help him make those great records and those unforgettable tours. You know, that's who I was. I was with Billy for 30 years. And it was a great career, but I have moved on since then. And I like to share my life with those who want to participate in what I've done and to show them how to achieve that, or just to share a moment of music with young kids that just don't get to do something like that. I love it. I have my own band now, the Slim Kings, and we'll talk about that later. I also am involved in Rockers in Recovery and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm doing so much more than I did when I was with Billy.
How did you first learn about Little Kids Rock?
Actually, I endorse certain products, and in turn they endorse me. One of the products that I endorse is Sabian Cymbals, which, along with Mapex Drums and Promar Drumsticks and Evans Drumheads. But Sabian Cymbals, about, I would say, 10 years ago, called me and said that there's this organization that they support, this charity called Little Kids Rock. And a woman was about to do an interview for a magazine with them. And they said that if someone who was popular would come and be included in the interview, the magazine would probably explode and get bigger, and they would go to more publications. So they asked me if I would go, and I said, sure. I was doing nothing that day, and me and my wife got on a train and went up to 225th Street, something like that, to a high school up there, and we did this interview with Little Kids Rock, and that's the first time I met Dave Wish, who was the head of Little Kids Rock, and he created Little Kids Rock. And I met a bunch of the kids that were a part of Little Kids Rock, and I fell in love with them immediately, because when someone's hungry for something, for knowledge especially, when you share that with them, they are so receptive, and they are so appreciative of what you are sharing with them. And from that moment on, I was hooked at Little Kids Rock.
Now, music is unfortunately an area that receives little or no funding in many school districts here in America. How has music changed your life?
Music totally changed my life. I mean, when I was in school, the emphasis was on sports. I mean, there was a music program at my school. But the funny thing is when I was in sixth grade, I joined the sixth grade school band, and I couldn't do the buzz roll in the Star Spangled Banner. Buzz roll goes through the whole thing. And the teacher told me to put the sticks down. I'll never do anything with the drums. I was like, that was very discouraging for me. So I can imagine today when kids are in school and they hear that the entire music program is being pulled from the school, that's got to be discouraging because, you know, not everyone is into sports. I mean, sports are great. It's a great activity. You get exercise and stuff like that. But, you know, playing drums is definitely an aerobic activity. I have a great heartbeat now at my age because of the drums. So, and it helps, you know, they say it proves to make you better at math. It's a communication tool that you have to get along with other people if you're in a band. So there's so much to be learned from music. And it really helped me when I was in school because I was really nobody walking in the hallways. And then when I put a band together and we played the high school dance when I was in eighth grade, the next day I went to school and I was the drummer that played that dance last night. So it gave me an identity, and I'd love to share it with young kids now.
Why is it equally important for kids these days to learn about playing music as well as composition, improvisation, and recording?
Well, one of my biggest mistakes throughout the years was just thinking that I was a drummer. And knowing that I had added to some of Billy's compositions, I don't mean just like the writing, the song, Billy wrote the songs, but adding to arrangements and having ideas and having him run lyrics past me and telling him, no, that's not going to work. Why don't you try to write about this? And then the next day he'd come to me and the whole lyric would change to my idea of what to write about. I think it's important not to just play your one instrument, but to expand and learn to write music and learn composition and stuff like that, because there's so much more to do and you are held at a higher level when you can do more things, learn how to run that board in the control room of the studio. You know, there's so many things to do. And if you're not successful at one thing, you may be successful at something else that you might have not thought about that you would be successful of. I know a lot of, like, guys that work with bands, like you call them roadies, we call them road crews or technicians and stuff like that. They were people that played instruments, but at one point realized, you know, I'm really not as good as the guys that are up there on stage, but I do want to be a part of that. So let me do something else that I could still feel a part of the band. And they became techs, you know. There's so many other things that you can do. Always keep an open mind to that.
Now, with the Slim Kings, you're actually doing a lot more than just playing percussion. Can you just share with our audience exactly how the things that you've learned in life, if you had been in a program such as what's being offered by Little Kids Rock, how it could have changed the direction of your career at a much earlier stage?
Well, for myself, I love the success I had with Billy Joel. It was great. But unlike Ringo Starr, who played for the Beatles, you know, what I did for Billy was like what Ringo did for the Beatles. He created drum parts, and he added to the songs that John and Paul wrote, and made these songs great with his drum beat. And I did that with Billy. I mean, I see no difference from what I did with Billy and what Ringo did with the Beatles. The thing is that I played for one guy. I was under his banner of Billy Joel's drummer, where Ringo was in a band called the Beatles. So I always wanted to accomplish that. Be in a band that when somebody says, oh, that's Billy DeVito, he's in the Slim Kings. You know, so I love playing music, and I still want to play music, and I still want to do that one thing, like be in a band. just with the band name. So had I known that when I was younger, I would have always, I would have at least tried to push for a name like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. They have a name. Max Weinberg is in the E Street Band. We would never like that. So I'm kind of like a refugee with no home, you know, when I play with Billy. You know, but now with the Slim Kings, I feel like I have that.
And it's interesting, when you take a look at the music industry, there are a number of up-and-coming stars. I mean, people look at shows like American Idol for singers, but you really need to be well-rounded, and traditionally, it wasn't something that was taught in school. So I think the program that Little Kids Rock offers really helps kids have the opportunity, at least, to explore that type of direction when they grow up.
Oh yeah, it shows you. You're right about the American Idol and The Voice and all that. It all concentrates on the lead singer. But you know what? There are so many people behind the scenes that make that lead singer famous when he becomes famous, and makes that lead singer record his records, and makes that lead singer sound good. There's so many people back there that you don't know. You know, I mean, I was able to accomplish to a point of that. When you think of Billy Joel, a lot of people, they know the drummer's name. They know my name. There's other bands that you don't know the names of the drummers in them. That you know, like, who played with Michael Jackson? You don't know who did that. And he was more famous than Billy Joel, but you don't know who the drummer was. But if you say Billy Joel, everybody says, oh, Olivia DeVito played drums with him. If you say Bruce Springsteen, some people would know that Max Weinberg played with him. If you say Tom Petty, you don't know who's playing drums. I personally know Steve Perrone plays drums, but other people won't know that. I had to really step out and become such a part of Billy's band and Billy's sound that people recognize it.
Thank you. Can you explain to our audience exactly how the program works? And especially if there are any teachers out there that would like to reach out to the organization to see how they can bring this program to their school.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that if you want to know anything about Little Kids Rock, you go to littlekidsrock.org. That's you can find all the information there. Little Kids Rock is in partnership with the public schools in districts in some of the nation's most economically disadvantaged communities. And they come in and they give free lessons. The teachers, they actually teach the teachers to give the lessons in the schools. The lessons are for free for the kids. And if the kid stays with the program for a year, he or she gets to keep the guitar or whatever instrument they're playing. And right now, Little Kids Rock has changed the lives of over 250,000 children in the country. One of the most personal times with Little Kids Rock and myself was me and my wife had just gone to Guatemala, because Dave Wish, who is the head of Little Kids Rock, his wife is a professor at one of the colleges in the city, and she was doing a program in Guatemala. So we went to visit, and me and Dave and my wife went to one of the schools in Guatemala that he is just starting. He brought Little Kids Rock to four schools down there in Guatemala, and we went to one of them. And I mean, when people say people are poor around here, that's one thing. But when people are poor in other countries, and you see these children that just light up when they put an instrument in their hand, or they didn't have drums. The school didn't have room for drums, so they couldn't have a drum set. So I would flip the guitar over, and I'd be playing on the backside of a guitar. And they would come over and they'd start playing on the backside. And they're like thrilled. Their faces just light up. It's just a wonderful thing to see. And so that's what Little Kids Rock does. And like I said, on their website, it's all about the program. They tell you all about it. There's a place for teachers, frequently asked questions that the teachers have, how to become a Little Kids Rock teacher, how to start a Little Kids Rock chapter in your city. All things like that. It's a great website to go to if you're interested.
Thank you. I'm just curious, do you ever invite any of the kids that you've worked with to come see you perform?
Well, I haven't with the Slim Kings yet because they're too young. You know, we play in bars and they can't go into bars. But every year, you know, I have another band called the Hit Squad, and it's made up of a bunch of people who are in famous bands, and we do a lot of cover tunes like old R&B and old rock and roll, Rod Stewart, The Temptations, Sam and Dave, that kind of stuff. It's myself, Ricky Bird, who was in Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Christy Nolan, who sang he sings in the Saturday Night Live band on TV. We put this band together, and we do every year. Little Kids Rock does what they call the Big Man Award. They give out a Big Man Award, and it's named after Clarence Clemons because he was the first one to get the Big Man Award. It's for people who have done so much for the charity. And last year, Steve Van Zandt got it. One year, Lady Gaga got it. So last year we did the gig, and Steve Van Zandt, we played all Steve Van Zandt songs. I didn't realize he wrote so many songs. So we had Elvis Costello sing with us. We had Gary U.S. Bond sing with us. We had Southside Johnny sing with us. I've got a great picture of Bruce Springsteen singing in front of me. You know, it was just fantastic to do. This year, Darlene Love got it from the Crystals. And we had Elvis Costello come again. And we had Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys come. Because they're all involved with Little Kids Rock. And they raise a lot of money doing that. And Dave Wish will tell you how much money was raised and how many guitars that's going to buy. You know? It's great.
That is amazing. And once again, you know, when it comes to music, it's not just about, as some people might say, making a bunch of noise. Music can be therapeutic. Music can help people that don't speak the same language connect. Music can also bring about some really great things. And especially throughout your life, you've worked with so many amazing people. And the fact that you're working with these kids and inspiring them is tremendous. And I just want to take a moment to ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing with the audience a little news that you just received about an award that you were given.
Oh, yes. I went to Facebook and I saw that there's a magazine called Classic Drummer, and I've gotten to their Hall of Fame myself at the same time as Stuart Copeland and Levon Helm and Steve Gadd. We all got in at the same time. I'm thrilled. I never got in anything. I never won an award for playing drums. You know, it's really funny. I play on Grammy Award-winning records, and, you know, we won Album of the Year. We won Single of the Year at the Grammys, but I never personally got an award for playing drums. It's pretty funny, and it's a thrill to see that I got in the Classic Drummer Hall of Fame. It really is.
I think the fact that you received the award, but also with the emphasis that Little Kids Rock puts on the different areas that are involved with music making, I think more people, as time goes on, will recognize that just as each instrument is important in a song, person's contribution is important to the success of that music, as far as it being produced in such a way so that it can be shared and given to the world to listen to and enjoy.
Well, look, when we do the big man award, Dave Wish brings kids from different schools to come down and they perform. And this year, these kids got up and this one girl wrote, because he teaches composition too, this one girl wrote a song about the Sandy, the hurricane, but it was about a woman's struggle to come back after the hurricane. And it was called She's Got a Lot Going On, you know. And to hear these kids express themselves after watching people go through this horrible storm, and then they're able to write about it and then sing about it and get up in front of like 2,500 people and sing this song to them. It was just a thrill. It's a thrill for them. You know, they're expressing themselves and they're getting out an emotion that maybe they would never be able to get out, you know, and they would have to carry that inside for forever. But you know, this is the way they express themselves and how they felt about the storm. That's a great release.
Yes, without a doubt. Music affords these kids that opportunity to not only explore different ways to express themselves, but just the fact that you have a young person who's willing to get up in front of that many people.
Yes.
You look in the classroom, kids are afraid to raise their hand to ask a question because they don't want to appear stupid or have the spotlight on them. But to get up and sing a song like that is tremendous. It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, I did. They're standing there and they're watching us rehearse, you know, the band rehearse with Brian Wilson or whatever. And they're just standing there watching me play drums. And then the next thing you know, I'm standing up from the drum set and these two kids are coming. One kid's playing the hi-hat and the other kid's playing the snare drum and the bass drum. But they're doing it. They're doing it, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing to see.
Well, when you have professional musicians such as yourself that are devoting your time and spending it with these kids and showing them up close and personally exactly what's involved, and, you know, they're listening to music that is just mind-blowing. I think that's something that will definitely affect them for the rest of their lives. It makes such an impression that will help them to make better choices when it comes to how they spend their time, and especially if they're in a situation where they don't have too many options to release their emotions or just try to figure out where they want to go with their lives and what they want to do. People such as yourself that inspire and lead are really what it's all about. So, you know, thank you so much for everything that you're doing to help young people and also for taking the time to come on the show today.
Well, you know, it's great to always talk to you, June. It's always wonderful. And you're right about that, that kids do need adults to show them the way. Today, they're just being bombarded by all this crap that's on TV and just these reality shows that aren't really real at all. You know, real life is totally different. I just watched last night Mike Tyson. There's a special on HBO where Spike Lee produced Mike Tyson on Broadway. And he even said the same thing. This Italian man took Mike under his wing and told him he could be champ. And Mike Tyson said, this man inspired me so much to go and achieve what I achieved. It's like it takes someone who's been there and knows how to get a young kid interested in something. You've got to get them interested in something because there's so many other things that are pulling them into bad things these days, you know? So I love doing it. I love it. I just do. That's it. Bottom line.
When you look at the pictures that are on littlekidsrock.org, it's evident that the kids love you just as much.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Liberty, thank you so much. And I just want to encourage our audience, please get in touch with littlekidsrock.org. And if you're a teacher especially, there's a lot of information on there. And if you don't live in the United States, but you'd like to find out how perhaps you could bring the program to your school, by all means, get in touch with them. And for those of you that are looking for an organization to donate to, there's also information where you can donate to the charity.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic Food Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.